With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It has become an annual tradition on this day at Ground Zero in New York.
Eric A. Cranford.
Denise Elizabeth Krant.
The names of the victims of the 9/11 terror attacks read aloud on the anniversary of the attacks that killed almost 3,000 people at the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and in Somerset County, Pennsylvania, where Flight 93 crashed. It happened in 2001. Louisiana residents bracing for today's landfall of Hurricane Francine.
Francine became a hurricane Tuesday evening as it barreled towards South Louisiana, strengthening over extremely warm Gulf waters. Residents possibly in harm's way are rushing to complete storm preparations. Forecasters say the Category 1 hurricane is expected to crash ashore Wednesday afternoon or evening in Louisiana with potentially life-threatening storm surge and damaging winds.
And that's correspondent Norman Hall. Both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump in their debate last night claiming the upper hand on foreign policy.
Trump accused the Biden-Harris administration of botching the U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan.
These people did the worst withdrawal.
But Harris faulted Trump for his dealings with the Taliban.
The president at the time invited the Taliban to Camp David.
And each made a case for being the next commander in chief.
I have talked with military leaders, some of whom worked with you. And they say you're a disgrace.
We had no problems when Trump was president.
Greg Clugston at the presidential debate in Philadelphia.
Three massive wildfires continue burning amid a searing Southern California heat wave. Evacuations have been expanded. Sell-off underway this morning on Wall Street. The Dow down 690 points, loss of well over 1%. The Nasdaq trading 188 points lower. This is SRN News. A look at religion and age in this country.
According to data from the Public Religion Research Institute, white Catholics occupy the oldest median age of any faith group in the U.S. at 58 years old. White mainline Protestants and Jewish people come in second at 56. The median age of white evangelical Protestants is 54. At the other end of the spectrum, Muslims are the youngest religious group in the country with a median age of just 34. Amongst the unaffiliated, it's 41. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A city councilor in Zurich, Switzerland, has apologized after she shot up a picture of Mary and Jesus, then posted images of their bullet-ridden faces on social media. Green Liberal Party official Sandhya Ahmadi put the images on Instagram over the weekend before taking them down. Critics in the Swiss Catholic Church condemned her actions. The Zurich chapter of the Green Liberal Party says it has launched expulsion proceedings against her. This is SRN News. Alabama Senator Tommy Tuberville is holding up the promotion of a top aide to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
Senator Tuberville has blocked the promotion of Lieutenant General Ronald P. Clark because of his role in failing to announce Austin's absence during a health emergency in January. Tuberville aide Mallory Jasper says the senator has concerns about Clark's actions during Secretary Austin's hospitalization. Quote, Lieutenant General Clark knew that Secretary Austin was incapacitated and did not tell the commander-in-chief. Jasper says as a senior commissioned officer, Clark's oath requires him to notify the president when the chain of command is compromised. Bob Agner reporting.
New Hampshire will elect a female governor for the third time in November after former U.S. Senator Republican Kelly Ayotte and former Manchester Mayor Democrat Joyce Craig won their respective primaries, and current Republican Governor Chris Sununu not seeking re-election after four terms. More details at SRNNews.com.